Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's poppin'? It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
Hey, this is Race Rivers.
DJ Khaled.
Everything you need in just a few minutes.
And you rockin' on the radio with Kenzie.
Kenzie K.
They don't want you to win, Kenzie K.
So make sure you win more.
Win big. Don't ever stop.
It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
What's poppin', Kenzie's Quickies? It is Kenzie K, and I'm so excited about who I'm sharing a quickie with today. Curtis Waters. Now, that name may sound new to you, but I promise you've heard his song Stun that blew up all over TikTok. It has over 15 million Spotify streams, over 2 million views on YouTube, and he did all of this in-house. And with all that, still the most humble person you will ever meet.
Kenzie's Quickies.
So excited to have you. Of course, on B96 as well as my podcast, Kenzie's Quickies. Yeah. The blow up of 2020 for you.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been a lot.
Are you like quarantined with your family or where have you been at staying safe?
Yeah, I've just been with my family for the most part. It's so weird because like, it's just the same thing. Like I'm just at my mom's house, like eating fruit salad, like in my laptop. But then on the internet, everything's like blowing up and I'm like a big thing now. So it's kind of crazy, you know?
Right? It has to be a very weird year to have such career success. Have you even done an in-person interview? Like it's all online.
It's all like right here. So it feels fake. Like it feels like a weird prank that someone's playing on me. It doesn't feel real.
The world is just tricking you. I mean, yeah. Can you imagine in 2021 when you have to put pants on for an interview? It's going to be like a whole new
world. Yeah, you don't even know what pants I'm wearing right now. They do not match my outfit at all. I was like wearing comfy pants. Yeah.
I wear slippers like 90% of my interviews now. So it's like, I can't, I'm going to be so embarrassed in 2021. I have to get it together.
Yeah.
So really there's only been so much to you. Do you just sit back and like watch your streams go up? Have you just kind of watched this blow up?
I kind of stopped caring. I know it sounds kind of weird, but like in the beginning I was like, oh my God, like look at these followers, look at these numbers, look at that. And then after a certain point, it's like, okay, I don't want to do math all day. I don't care anymore. I'm kind of just like making more music, new music. You know what I mean? I am happy it happened and it's cool that it keeps happening and I'm really excited about it. But it's also like, you know, this is just numbers. You know, at one point numbers turn into just like random. It's too abstract for me to comprehend, you know?
Yeah, of course. And again, during this year, because you're not like going out to these appearances and seeing all these fans. So they really, to you, are kind of just numbers right now because you even got to see it.
The only difference is like I'll go to a park nearby. Like I always go there. And sometimes now, like, kids come up to me and take pictures. Or, like, they take sneak pictures. They're like, hey, you're the guy. And then I walk away. And I turn around. They're, like, taking pictures of me. I'm like, okay. Kind of weird. But, you know, it's a strange feeling.
But it's a compliment, right? Somebody's that excited to see you, you know?
Yeah, it's a compliment. Like, I used to work at Tropical Smoothie, like, right by my work. Like, right by my house. So I would walk there and I'd go to work there. So I was working there all year. And now I go there to get, like, free food because they like me. And every time I go there, someone recognizes me and we have like a conversation about music and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
That's so awesome. What a change from working there to getting recognized. They need to put your picture on that
wall. They do. Hall of Fame.
Need smoothie. To get like a smoothie tattooed on you or something.
Yeah.
So Curtis, I want to play a little game. They're called Kenzie's Quickies. Okay. So we're just going to have a quickie where I fire off like some fun questions so people can get to know you. And it's just first thing that comes to your mind, like no wrong answers. Okay.
Okay.
You feel good? I promise it's nothing that's going to get you in trouble. I swear.
Okay.
If you could headline any music festival, which one would you choose?
Shit. I have never been to a music festival in my life, but probably Coachella. Like I've never, okay. I was so poor growing up. Like I have never, like I've been to one show in my life.
Like I've never. Like one concert even, just ever?
No, I've never been to
anything.
Like, I've been to like basement house shows in college and stuff.
It doesn't count.
that's all I know. Like, I just know like whatever is like super lo-fi and low-key and stuff. Yeah.
Your world. Oh my gosh. I can't wait for things to get. You're going to be like mind blown. Like, Yeah. You haven't gone, but then you're going to be the one performing.
Oh, I know. It's so weird. Like, okay. Like, even clothes and stuff. Like, I always thrift stuff, right? Like, this is like everything is so like low-key for me my whole life. And Now I'm like, everything blew up. So I'm like, oh shit, I can like go to the mall and buy stuff now. It's kind of crazy.
I love this for you. I'm so excited. Yeah. Most shocking person in your DMs since you've blown up?
The most shocking was Joe Jonas, because he hit me up before the song was out. And I was like, oh shit, I saw you on TV when I was a kid. Like, that's crazy. So I was like hitting up my ex. Yeah, I was like hitting up my ex-girlfriend. I was like, yo, I just FaceTimed Joe Jonas.
Are you friends with your ex that she would want to, are you bragging her?
I was trying to win her back. I thought Joe Jonas would fix this situation. It didn't fix it.
It didn't fix it?
If Joe Jonas can't fix your relationship, nothing can.
Your Instagram bio says, I invented science. What does that mean?
It's true. You can look it up, man. You can look in the history books. They have it. Curtis Waters, inventor of science. I'm not fibbing. It's true. Look it up.
Yeah?
It's true. Do I look like I'm lying?
So, like, your claim to fame is not your song. It's that you invented science.
Song is just whatever, man. People have been new. Science, I invented it. I invented a bit of math, too, but I'm going to invent something else next.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait. And I'll find out via your Instagram bio, so I'll just keep checking. Your family's reaction to some of your lyrics in Stunton.
We don't talk about it. As soon as my parents, I don't even like to play my music in front of my family. I get like really shy. Like, I'm like, okay, when I make music, I'll say a lot of crazy shit, but in real life, I'm like a pretty shy, like whatever person, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I show my mom the feelings tend to stay the same, like the new song. Like, I show them like my emotional songs, mm-hmm. but like if they play like my, like Stunning in front of me, I cringe so hard. Like,
did they say anything to you when they heard the lyrics at all? Or was it just like,
Like, I've been making like stupid music for a while, you know, they got over it. Like, I've said stupid things. Like, since I was 17, I've made like just horrible, cringy music. That's just like,
no! You know,
like you don't want to play in family gatherings. So they, at this point, they're just like, okay, I'm just going to ignore everything he does. You know what I mean?
They're just like, whatever. It's him. Yeah. It's Curtis.
We try not to talk about it because it's just like, it's just an awkward conversation. I don't want to explain my lyrics to my parents, man.
They're going to be like, so where did that develop? You're like, no.
It's not me. It's Curtis Waters. I am, you know, that's not even my real name. So I can just, someone else wrote that.
You're like, I didn't even say that, Mom. It's Curtis.
I got hacked.
So. You follow Meg Thee Stallion on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I want to know, what was your favorite part of the WAP video?
Oh, I like, I like the water. And it sounds kind of weird, but I like the 3D modeling. I thought that was cool. My brother does 3D modeling. I was looking at it, I was like, damn. I was like, how much did this video cost, bro? This shit is insane.
That's an expensive video.
So much there. I like the statue in the beginning where they were like saying that. They're really hot, but I was more so like into the 3D design. I thought that was cool.
But they are really hot, so everything was great.
So, you know, that's like, there's no doubt they're hot.
It was a win-win, you know, from the designs to them.
I was enjoying the modeling and the nerdy stuff too.
Well, yeah. Curtis, I love your earrings, and you wear so many different ones. I've seen you with hearts. I've seen you with eyes.
Yeah.
What is your favorite pair of earrings that you have?
Honestly, I'm going to just go with the classic heart because I'm like an emotional guy. I feel like that represents me pretty well. So I just like the classic heart one. But, you know, you switch it up. I have these other ones. I don't know where they are, but there's like little babies, little like baby dolls. Yeah,
where do you buy these earrings?
No, I don't know. People just send me stuff. People just send me stuff all the time. Like, I used to, you know what's crazy? Because like, when I was poor, like I would want to buy stuff. But now that I can buy stuff, people don't even need me to buy. They just send me stuff.
They send it to you.
You should have sent it to me when I was poor, man. Because that's when I...
And I needed it.
Yeah.
I need to send you some Kenzie's Quickies earrings, maybe.
Oh, dude, you have some. I love earrings. I have a big-ass earring collection. That'd be cute.
Okay. I'm gonna hook it up. I'm going to figure that out for you.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, last one. In your music video, I think you only had about 3 people in it. And I loved your video because it was dope. The vibe of the video totally fit the song. But I'm assuming there's only a few people in it because of the state of the world right now.
Yeah. But I also like to keep things pretty intimate and, like, down to earth. Like, that's how I started. Like, I've always made music by myself and videos by myself. And I think it's kind of like, I have the budget now to do bigger things, but I want to make sure it stays authentic and true and intimate and whatever. Like, you see the stunning video, it's like me in my garage with my brother and my friend, you know? So it's like, I want to make sure I don't lose touch of what makes it special, you know?
Okay. Well, then maybe this question will work for you. But I was going to say, who would like your dream guest be? If you could have one person on there on your next video and keep it intimate, maybe just you and that person.
Dude, you know, oh man, this is gonna sound weird. I want Michael Cera.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I wanna do like a weird ass video with Michael Cera. Like, we're both acting. That'd be super dope. I'm like obsessed with Michael Cera, dude. Like, that guy's so sick to me.
Okay,
so
what made you obsessed with him?
Dude, ever since I was a kid, I would watch his movies and I was like, that guy is me. I'm Michael Cera, except I'm ethnic. Like, that's what I always think about Michael Cera. So I don't know what he's up to now, but it'd be sick. Like, he's just the best, dude. I love Michael Cera. I love like Seth Rogen. I've been really into Shia LaBeouf lately. Shia LaBeouf.
Oh my gosh, he's amazing.
You know, just dudes, like cool guys. Yeah. Fuck with.
You know what? We'll tag him when we post this. We're going to try to get him for you. Okay.
Sick. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having a quickie with me. We are playing Stutton on V96, and I can't wait till we get to have Kenzie's quickies in person and I can show you Chicago. It'll be a blast.
That'd be fun.
And I'm going to look into those earrings for you. I mean it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing a quickie with me, Kenzie K. You can catch up on Kenzie's quickies on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kenzie's quickies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.